Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach.
Welcome to r/AmITheBadGuy, where an entitled father demands that OP wipes his kid's poopy butthole. Am I the bad guy for not cleaning and helping to wipe a child's butt? I'm a 30-year-old woman, and my friend, 30, was visiting me with his son, Jacob. We were hanging out and decided to play some Mario Kart in the living room while his son was playing a game on his iPad. His son then wanted to use the bathroom. He's been here before and knows where to go. I don't have kids, but I feel like kids between the ages of like 5 or 6 should be able to wipe themselves. However, my friend and his wife still wipe their kid. Me and my friend had since stopped playing and we were talking when we hear Jacob call out that he was done, meaning that he was waiting for someone to help him wipe. My friend groaned and didn't get up. He asked me if I could go clean up Jacob. I looked at him with a blank stare, which pissed him off. He scoffed and got up to go see Jacob. After 10 minutes? They were in there for 10 minutes? They both emerged from the bathroom. My friend looks livid and said that he has feces on his shirt because of me. I don't even want to know how he ended up with feces on his shirt, and that I should have just done it for him. He said that he hates doing this and he feels like this is his wife's job. I told him, well, thankfully, I'm not his wife and I'll never clean up his son. He ended up cutting his visit short and left. I don't think that I was the butthole, but his wife texted me later berating me for not doing this because my friend was having a very rough time. He lost his job and he was depressed, which I didn't know, and he visited me to clear his head. I felt bad because maybe I should have noticed that his demand was out of the ordinary and just done it.
This is weird. This is super weird. The thought wouldn't even cross my mind to have someone else clean my daughter's poopy diaper. Huh? He's the dad. He should just do it because that's his job as the dad. Also, I have to wonder if this is a sexism thing. Is he expecting you to do this because you're the woman and he's the man, so therefore it's your job to take care of the kid? It's hard to say because we don't have like a control group, we don't have another guy here to see if he did ask you but didn't ask them, but there might be some sexism here. In any event, this is not your responsibility. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 bad guys. I'm giving him 2.5 out of 5 bad guys. Am I the bad guy for canceling a vacation because my wife can't pay her share after helping out her adult son and her ex-husband? I'm a 45-year-old man, and my wife, who's 44, makes quite a bit less than me, so our joint expenses are split 70-30. For the most part, things like vacations and where we bought a house are decided based on what she can afford. But there have also been several times that I've paid in full for vacations to places I really enjoy, and I wanted to share the experience with her. My wife has a 23-year-old son from her previous marriage. When she and I got together, I told her that I wouldn't mind paying extra for things here and there until her son was 18 and either working or in school so she could take care of him. For the majority of our relationship, her son has lived with his father. He decided against college or trade school and hasn't expressed any interest in starting to figure out a plan for the immediate future, let alone his life. He floats from job to job, and his father is pretty much the same since the kid graduated. Therein lies the problem.
Every few months, they'll call my wife for a few $100 here, a few hundred there. $20 this week, $80 the next. Sometimes it's her son calling, sometimes it's her ex-husband. This has caused my wife to be short on funds for our plans, or things that she volunteered to cover on more than one occasion. Her reasoning when the ex asks for money is that since their son still lives with him, she has to help him. And I get that, to a point. We were supposed to go on a vacation later this month. Nothing major or fancy, but just some time away. We had agreed to split the cost, and all that was left to pay for were the hotels, rental car, and some reservations. Her ex-husband called, needing help getting his car out of impound and getting caught up on rent. Their son hasn't been able to get to work without the car because he doesn't want to ride a bike or take a bus. Almost $5,000 later, they're set up, but my wife told me that she can't pay for her portion of the vacation. So I told her I was canceling it. She called me a heartless douchebag, that she's just taking care of her son. We've been arguing over this, but my stance is this. Her ex-husband and her son are both able-bodied adults who keep making a series of life decisions that keep them at a standstill. Like quitting jobs over little things, smoking, going out. And her always digging them out of their holes is starting to impact our lives more and more. And I just didn't sign up for that. So, am I the bad guy for canceling our vacation instead of just footing the entire cost myself? Okay, let's be super, super clear. If you cover 70% of the cost and she covers 30%, but then when it comes time for her to cover her 30% and you have to cover her share, then effectively what you're doing, OP, is taking your money and giving it to the ex-husband and the son. Literally, that's just how math works. That's the equation. So the real title is, are you the bad guy for refusing to give money to your wife's son and ex-husband? And the answer, obviously, is no. If she agreed to 30% of the total expenses and 50% of the vacation, then that's what she has to pay. OP, you're basically paying child support with more steps. Good luck, OP, because this woman's 44. I doubt she's ever going to change at this point. Anyways, OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 bad guys. I'm giving everyone else in this story 1.5 out of 5 bad guys. Am I the bad guy for not being upset that my friend's dog could die because of me? I was hosting a big garden party over the weekend. I invited my entire friend group, plus their partners, and one of my friends takes her dog everywhere. I told my friend that no pets were allowed. Even though it was a garden party, we were in and out of my home, and I have 4 cats. My cats do not like dogs, and neither do I. Anyway, my friend showed up with her dog. I told my friend that her dog wasn't welcome in my home or my garden. I asked her to please take her dog home or elsewhere. I thought my friend left, so I went inside to sort some things out. I went to my garden about 15 minutes later, and my friend was standing there in my garden talking to our friends. She doesn't live that close to me, so I was confused. I asked her how she got back so quickly, and she told me that she just popped in and was going to go since her dog wasn't welcome. I asked her where her dog is, and she shrugged her shoulders and said that he was around somewhere. I went looking for the dog and found him at the bottom of the garden, eating my crops and making a mess. I was angry and told my friend to get her dog off of my property. A few hours later, she called me asking what her dog ate. I said that I had no clue. My gardener plants and attends everything. I told her that I didn't know, but I told her that he'd made a huge mess, dug up things, and clearly eaten things. She shouted at me that her dog is sick and that I need to find out what the dog ate. I told her I had no idea, but I would text my gardener to ask, but it was really her problem. I did send the text, but my gardener didn't answer. My friend called me again wanting to know what her dog ate, but I told her that I still didn't know. She told me that I obviously don't care if her dog dies and called me a butthole. I still don't know what her dog ate, but apparently he's very sick and might die. I feel bad, but I told her not to bring her dog on my property, so I don't feel responsible like she says that I am. Also, OP posted an update. I blocked my ex-friend after dozens of nasty calls and texts, but I got an update from a mutual friend. The dog is at the vet and is pretty sick, but is expected to make a full recovery. I managed to contact my gardener eventually, and it looks like the dog ate some potatoes or something. a lot of my garden was destroyed, so even my gardener isn't 100% sure what was eaten, but he thinks that maybe the pesticides were the problem. All the info that I got from my gardener was passed to my ex-friend. Also, my ex-friend has seen this post and is very angry about it. So everyone say hi to Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne! Suzanne, you're a moron! You're a douchebag! Suzanne, you deserve a butthole score! Suzanne, come on, man. I can't say broke into someone's property because you didn't break in. You just trespassed. You're not welcome. You came anyway. You're trespassing. And then, even if you were welcome, which isn't the case, but even if you were welcome, nonetheless, you're responsible for your dog, not OP. You should have been watching your dog. You are responsible for your dog, not anyone else. And then on top of all this, we're not even addressing the point that your dog destroyed OP's property. So, Suzanne, you're a real butthole. I'm giving you 2 out of 5 buttholes. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes.
Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Am I the bad guy for sarcastically congratulating my dad? I'm a 17-year-old woman, and when I was 5, my dad left my mom and me. Since then, I've seen him maybe 3 to 4 times at family functions. Through my family, I found out that he got married and had other kids. I figured that he wouldn't have been a good dad just because of the type of dad he's been to me my whole life. Yesterday was my great-grandma's 100th birthday, so we were doing a big party for her. A few days ago, I found out from my grandma that my dad is going to be there, and more than likely with his kids. I was still going to go, though, because I've always been close to my great-grandma. After an hour of me being at this party, my dad, his wife, and their 2 kids walk in. The kids were about 3 and 6 years old. I watched them on and off through the party, and my dad was actually being a dad. He was playing with his kids and listening to them, even had cute nicknames for them. Then my dad came up to me and basically said, hey, OP, how have you been? It's, been a while. I'll admit that I was upset seeing my dad act like the person he never was to me and has never put in the effort. So I said that I was okay. Then I pointed over to his kids and said, congrats on actually being a dad this time around. My dad got mad and said that he's sorry, but he can't change the past. But he never even puts up an effort now to call or text me or wants to come visit me. I then had other family members tell me I need to grow up and get over it and be happy for my dad now. So am I the bad guy? Oh my God! I can't fix the past. Oh, boo-hoo, it's already happened. Okay, what about today? What about tomorrow? What about the day after that? What about OP's 18th birthday or 19th birthday? You want to show up for those? Yeah, well, I don't really want to because I'm a loser. I'm a loser deadbeat dad, and I just don't really love you that much. God, people like this piss me off, man. OP, you are easily not the bad guy here. Your father is a douchebag.
I'm giving your whiny pants dad 4 out of 5 bad guys. And any other family member who takes his side gets 4 out of 5 bad guys as well. Am I the bad guy for paying for my daughter's wedding, but not my son's? To make a long story short, my son was a teen dad. His girlfriend at the time got pregnant right after they graduated high school, and I practically raised their baby girl up until they both graduated college and got jobs. During this time, I had my full focus on my grandchild, which caused me to very stupidly not pay enough attention to my daughter. We've made up since then, and I've been making up for lost time with her. The issue is that I'm paying for her wedding, but never paid anything for my son's. I felt like I've already done and spent so much more for his family, so there wasn't a reason for me to. I got them a good wedding gift, a decent chunk of change, and I considered that to be enough. My son's been causing issues with me and his sister about this, and has been slandering us on Facebook, saying that it's unfair that I'm paying for her wedding, but not his. I understand him feeling a bit bitter, but I've spent way more money keeping his family and him afloat than I have on my daughter's wedding. Honestly, me paying for my daughter's wedding doesn't seem like enough considering I neglected her. I don't know how to feel right now, and I would greatly appreciate some feedback on this. Not the bad guy, OP. This is a pretty easy 0 out of 5 bad guys. I agree with the top comment here. Tell your son that you used his wedding fund to raise their child for them. Am I the bad guy for getting a pregnancy craving during a party? I'm a 29-year-old woman, and I'm pregnant with my boyfriend, Sam, who's 32. Sam and I went to a party for his family. No momentous occasion, just a normal family get-together. During this pregnancy, I've had intense cravings. While we were at the party, I told Sam that I was craving a slushie, which was about 30 minutes away. We had just arrived about 20 minutes prior, so he said to give him a little bit of time and we'd go get one. After about 30 more minutes, I reminded Sam of my craving. He said, "Fine, let's go." On our way there, we got into an argument, and he thinks the craving could have waited a couple of hours. Now he's mad at me that we had to leave the party early. We see his family like 2 to 3 times a month, sometimes more, and I don't think it's a big deal to leave when I have a craving. Am I the bad guy here? Down in the comments, BigCup321 sums this up perfectly. You really want something right now, but it's something that you can get any day of the week, and he wants you to wait 2 hours. Your boyfriend also really wants something right now. It's something that happens once a week or less, and you want him to wait a week or more. Why do you win? Why do you get to decide that his want isn't important, and he should wait instead of you waiting, and probably also being able to get what you want just 2 hours later? You're the bad guy. Yeah, OP, this wasn't a medical emergency. It's a Slurpee. You could have waited 1 hour for your boyfriend to spend time with the people who are about to be your kids' grandparents, right? OP, I'm giving you 1 out of 5 bad guys. I'm giving everyone else 0 out of 5 bad guys. That was r/AmItheA, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.